This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's that time of year now when hunting gives way to fishing, and there's lots of fishing on the outdoor scene. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, tailwater time, that's what we're going to call it. Though temperatures have been a bit cooler much of this spring, anglers fishing the Carlisle Lake tailwaters have been patiently waiting for some truly hot action. And the good news is the excellent catches of fish have been coming from this popular angling area for weeks. According to Illinois fisheries biologists, very few public fishing waters area in our state can match fish-producing capabilities of our tailwater fisheries. These relatively small areas of water are generally teeming with the various species of freshwater fish, and it's no wonder that good numbers of anglers can be found fishing these areas virtually every day of the year. This year in particular is proving to be a good one for tailwater anglers. Heavy rains have filled most reservoirs to near capacity, and water flow through the dams have been heavy. This heavy flow is often associated with the best fishing. Experts say that tailwater areas offer ideal conditions for supporting large populations of fish, and compared to most tailwater areas, most normal lakes are unable to support these concentrated fish populations. Biologists report that these tailwaters areas contain large populations of forage fish, which is a food source for the larger species. With easy access to plenty of food, fish typically grow to large size and quickly in these areas. And because of the turbulent waters, oxygen levels are much higher than in these areas. These oxygen-rich waters are better suited for supporting large populations of fish. As another reason, most fish have a tendency to migrate upstream at one time or another, and the dams serve as barriers, keeping the fish concentrated in a relatively small area. Tailwater anglers also benefit from regular fish stockings. Fish passing through the dams enhance the populations also residing in these tailwater areas. And this has been the case this year. Above average water flow has tailwater fish populations running well ahead of normal. In fact, excellent tailwaters can be found below each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The Lake Carlisle tailwaters, for example, is rated as one of the best fishing waters in the state. And action here has been superb the past week. Anglers are catching good numbers of sauger, crappie, and an occasional catfish. The white bass action is also expected to catch on fire within the next week or so. The Shelbyville tailwater is another hot spot for fishermen. Here, catches of walleye and muskies are common occurrences. Other tailwater areas can be found below the navigational dams on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. In addition to yielding some great summer action, these areas are well-known fishing spots once the river levels return to normal. Tailwater anglers find some of the state's best shoreline fishing. Shoreline anglers are generally good access to good fishing locations throughout the state, and most tailwater areas contain dozens of species of fish. However, white bass, sauger, walleye, and huge catfish are generally the common catches from these areas. Biologists say the area below the Melvin Price Lock and Dam in Alton is proving to be yet another hot spot for Illinois anglers. This site is already famous for producing huge flathead catfish as well as blue catfish. And biologists say the fishermen will continue to find the Melvin Price tailwater area is another fishing hotspot. These experts are anxious to see what type of angling success this area will produce this year. If these rivers return to normal, I think all these tailwaters will be hot. Tailwaters are not the only ones providing some good fishing right now. Each of Illinois' three large Corps of Energy Engineers reservoirs is turning on as well. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated fair to good. Using minnows, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps and other surface baits, anglers are catching good numbers of fish in the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, Gun Creek, and below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. And crappie, too, are rated good. Small to medium minnows are yielding good catches in quarter-ounce pink and white jigs. Shallow water from 2 to 5 feet deep have been the secret here. Fishing is good in the bushes and up close to the rocks, and the north end of the lake has been a bit better than the south. However, things are picking up in the south end as well. And the bluegill rated fair. Small jigs, mealworms, worms, waxworms, crickets all working well. Try fishing the sailboat harbor and Mine 21 Road. Fish shallow with crickets, worms and small jigs, and see, set the bait about half the water depth, fish the back of the necks and in the shallow waters and along the banks and the rocks. And channel catfish are rated excellent, probably the best catch right now. Large minnows are producing good catches of these fish. Leeches, dip bait, shad, night crawlers, and commercial catfish baits all working equally well. Try leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line from 3 to 4 feet deep and fish over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, or this North Sandusky Day Use Area. All the creeks in the middle back of, in the middle to the back of the coves. And white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners and curly tail grubs doing most of the action here. Reports of fish are coming around the 154 bridges, fish along the rocks and the drop-offs, and fish in the shallow bays and brushy cover and near bushes. So these are all good spots to try your luck at Rend. At Carlisle Lake, our state's largest lake, and probably our closest one, the lake level is about 445.6 and rising slightly. It's cloudy, but it's getting better almost daily. Crappie are rated quite good. They're catching these on all types of minnows and tube jigs in the shallow anywhere from shallow to deep. And the bass, largemouth bass, is rated very good as well. We should see a very good catch here for the high school finals. And plastic worms, jig and pork combinations working very well. And the catfish are rated very good. Shallow points, humps, underwater rinks. Islands all working, all yielding good numbers of catfish. And in the tailwater, the saugers and curly tail jigs are producing some of the better action. At Lake Shelbyville now, this lake is a little bit behind all the other lakes. It's starting to turn on now and just now turning on. Anglers are catching good numbers of crappie. All types of live and commercial catfish baits are working for catfish, and largemouth bass are working as well. So we got plenty of good fishing to enjoy. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.